Miley, the world is making everywhere. I'll go for you. Just disappeared into nothingness. Thank you. emotions. To protect those that I hold dear while living a life with a job that I can be proud of. That was my dream. Also to reprimand my sins, dear man. I was born on an island country with many disasters. The wind, the rain, and the moon. It was as beautiful as it was dangerous. Well, it's nothing else that they curse us for what we are facing now. But back then, I was filled with sadness when my father and brother's bikes. Even our house got carried away in the storm. It was a miracle that my mother and I survived. Was a member of what my country called the Rangers. He killed my mother and me, who was crying behind the Leesburg then, onto the rescue helicopter. It was when I saw, from the air, the entire town destroyed down to the ground. Thank you. live in. First, the love washed away by the merciless waves. They lead the town that I lived in. And all my plans washed away just like salt logs and pebbles. Why does it have to be me that survived? Why am I so high up above in the air? Perhaps I am in heaven, and I am just looking down on the ground after I died. I can't help but think maybe that would have been much better and for me. My mother was probably very tired with all the emotions running through her. Eventually, she fell asleep. It was when the Langey officer that saved us sat down next to me. He looked at me calmly for a second. And then burst out crying. What was wrong? So I tried to talk to him. full smile and said, "It's great to be alive. I didn't know what he meant back then. The young me had no grasp of the true meaning behind his words, but my eyes started burning. His smile was so bright. Looking at it, the image of my father, my brother, and my friends smiling came to mind. Almost as if time flowed, and all the memories of my life came rushing through my head like a wave pursing towards the shore. And started crying as well. I was saved, but all those other people were not. Despite all this, he still said that it's great to be alive. Was it great that I have lived? I have no doubt that I am glad to be alive. But why is it that my family and my friends had to die? There is not a single soul that accident that deserved to die. I felt a sense of anger towards the cruel uncertainties of life that I couldn't quite describe with words. I saw words of anger at the man who was trying his best to keep an upbeat smile. Be alive. You're full of nonsense. and light. My brother, he's in the pile of mud. I will never see him again in my life. With a troubled smile on his face. There weren't many that made it through the disaster that day. Years after the disaster, the town was slowly recovering from the damages. Since our house was destroyed, I had to move into a relative's house in a neighboring city. was when I decided what I wanted to do with my life. There was this time when my mother's friend visited, and I was picking from the living room. My mother's bag appeared so small. I was so afraid that my mother live in the near future. I had a bad feeling. My mother and her friend were exchanging stories on what happened since. How they first lost their husbands, and how they lived since then. Was supposed then some life after death. And for a bit, they were talking about their old classmates. It started off with who is doing what with, and at some point the conversation took a turn and they started to check on if people they knew had made it through the accident. I overheard my mother listing names. Is he still alive? What about her? Healing part, the misfortune of a greater seed. My mother remained daily calm without many reactions at all. She answered with a simple hum most of the time, and she doesn't look like she was shocked. In fact, she doesn't share any emotion at all. For a moment, I was wondering, did my mother lose her heart and compassion for others? I didn't want to see my mother like that. I didn't want my mother to be someone that doesn't care for seeing other people dying. It is a lot of take in knowing that my loving and caring mother has turned into an emotionless monster. Will I one day become just like her? I worried. I felt so let down at that moment, and my mother suddenly broke out into tears. What happened? I walked over and asked her, Nothing, she said while smiling. Acquaintance had survived. That was all. Knowing that a person that have not seen a single tear healing people dying bursted out in tears, knowing that summer had lived helped me shaking. Was it really important when? I asked my mother, but it was a person that she had only talked to maybe once or twice. Oh. I was long. She isn't missing anything important in her head. She has just witnessed death too many times that she got used to it. She has accepted that it is natural for these people to be dead. But being alive, that became something special. Being alive becomes a miracle. Being alive is not something to be taken for granted. It's glad to be alive. Your officer's words echoed in my head. I had spoken such cruel words to him. I'd so much like to apologize to him. I wonder what that person is doing right now. Sorry for the long monologue. Thank you. polite. This ear seems perfect. Let's see your other ear.